Our gospel today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father in heaven." The Gospel of our Lord. I invite the children to go out to the creation station. And Lucas, while you're out there, will you shut off the lights? And Rachel, will you shut off the spots? Thank you. And the toggle, unpick that. Bless us. Darkness. Throughout life, throughout history, we experience times of uncertainty and darkness, unrest, and we feel the impact of the brokenness of humanity. A few years ago, we experienced the face of darkness of a worldwide pandemic. Stress, fear, isolation, the weariness. The moments when churches and schools and businesses and healthcare were flying the plane while they were building it, trying to figure out what to do next. Today, in talking with other teachers and pastors and medical staff and business owners, there's a similar feeling of darkness in the current events of the news today. The reality is, many of us are sitting here are one or two circles of relationships between someone or many someones impacted, whose lives are being directly impacted by what is happening here in Minnesota. And the reality is, the collective impact affects each one of us. We, like others who have gone before us, find ourselves in a time of communal heaviness and darkness. And in our gospel text today, Jesus is telling his followers, you are the light of the world. John's Christmas Gospel, John 1, begins like this. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was life of all mankind. The light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it." You are the light of the world. We've heard this before. They're familiar words from our baptismal liturgy. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. We give the newly baptized a candle to remind them of their baptism. And this image makes it easy to imagine the light as an individual and the individual responsibility we have to let our light shine. So why is this message, "You are the light of the world," important today? There are times when life is dark, for individually and communally. And the things that feel dark and heavy right now are because they are dark and heavy. Today's text reminds us the importance of light, shining our light and sharing our light in the world. I've had several people ask, and we as pastors have talked about this, is how do we let our light shine? What should we do? Because it's easy to get overwhelmed right now. It's easy to get burnt out. And it's easy to think that maybe my light is too dim to make a difference. I want to share a prayer practice with you today. It's one that I've started. I've started it, well, when I came back from pastoring after my funeral, my grief leave. And what I've started to do is actually something I did during the pandemic. It was a practice I discovered during the pandemic. And we as conference pastors would gather weekly on Zoom. You guys remember those weekly meetings on Zoom? We would meet and check in. We'd offer a time of prayer and encouragement. And we'd ask each other's highs and lows. And there were a couple of us that listed everybody's high and mostly their lows so we could remember and pray for them. We began our time lighting candles together, reminding us that Christ shines through the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And then we reminded ourselves that this candle was the light of our baptismal call, that we are to let our light shine as we work together in workers in the kingdom. This practice was simple, tangible, and honestly, it was transformational. This practice was called, "I Lit a Candle for You." And as our colleagues share highs and lows, we'd write them down. And throughout the week, when we lit our candle each day, we took a picture and pray for that person or that situation. Pray for the person, and we'd let that candle burn on our desks, holding them in the warmth and light of the flame. But here's what else we did. We took a picture of that candle and we sent it to the person we prayed for with a message. "I lit a candle for you today and am holding you in prayer." We started with two or three people doing this, lighting the candle, praying, and then sending the "I lit a candle for you" prayer. And it became an encouragement to several of the pastors. And over the course of 2 weeks, candles were showing up in our emails and on our texts, reminding us we were held in prayer. But this practice was more than just encouraging a text or email. This practice began to transform our hearts and our spirits. For we were reminded that light
there was a light shining in the darkness. The warm reminder of a flickering flame. It centered and calmed our spirits. It reminded us of each other and the burdens, although different, that we were all carrying. And it helped us to leave the overwhelm and the darkness, and helped us to listen for spirit nudges of how to respond and how to support one another. That little candle, that flame, often grew us into action. Now, you are the light of the world, but this isn't a light that you have to create. This is a light that has been given to you. It is the light of Christ that shines in and through you. So, as you walked in today, you got a candle. For the next few weeks, I invite you into this prayer practice. I want you to light this candle and place it somewhere you'll see it during the day. Maybe it's as a family on your kitchen table. Maybe it's in the morning at breakfast. Maybe you take it and put it on your desk at work. Maybe you light a candle to pray for somebody specific. If you do, take a picture and send it to them with a little message. I lit a candle for you today. Or light a candle and pray for peace, safety, hope. If you're a Facebook user, take a picture of it and put on Facebook. I lit a candle for peace today. Little messages make a big difference. Leave the candle lit throughout the day as a reminder of hope, a reminder to pray, as a light of illumination on how God may be calling you to respond. Now, Pastor, it's a battery-lit candle. Yeah, I know. I want our kids to do it, but I also want you, if you work in an office somewhere, they're probably not very keen on you lighting candles, but you can light a candle in prayer. So what difference does it make? Well, today we're going to do an experiment together. You each have a candle, and we're going to sing a familiar song together. But we'll start only with one voice. And as I stand by your row of pews, I invite you to light your candle and join in softly singing. As I walk next to your row, you light your candles, and we'll go down the aisle until I get to the back of the church. Then as we walk back forward, I invite you to, as I pass your row, to begin singing in full voice. And when I'm back at the altar, we'll sing the last verse. You want to put the words up? So we're going to start with our rows, so that our outer edges. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Go ahead and light your candles. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let your light shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine.
Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine.
This little light of mine, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
When one light shines, there's a little light. You see, beloved of Christ, while we each have a light, the light we have is part of the body of Christ. And in baptism, we're not sent in the world alone. We are part of a family of light bearers, people of God. May we let our lights so shine. And all God's children said, amen.